And now for something a little less practical, it would seem. English. It ranks 6th on the list of most popular college degrees, according to the Princeton Review. As part of our series on new college graduates looking for work, reporter Monica Brady Meyeroff, a member station WBUR in Boston, met an English major who was asking herself how much her degree is worth.
Heather LaFave's devotion to writing began at an early age.
Even before I knew how to write, I would just play with action figures and make up stories that way. Not just simple ones, like really elaborate ones, like soap opera stories.
Heather went to Brandeis University in Waltham, just outside Boston, because she wanted to double major in English and creative writing. She graduated summa cum laude. Her thesis earned the highest honors, and a short story of hers won a writing award.
It sounds silly and embarrassing. It was about a zombie. He just wants to make his way in the world like everyone else, but life is difficult for him because of who he is.
Heather, while drawn to writing about zombies, is normal-looking, tall with chin-length light brown hair. A few days before graduation, she gets together with a group of close friends.
She and I were roommates.
We were roommates freshman year and sophomore year.
They are humanities majors and nervous about their futures, says Ray Smith.
Obviously nervous. That's it, sorry, just nervous.
They're having a movie marathon of their favorite childhood films, a send-off to their youth. They crowd around a laptop on the floor of a messy dorm room because no one owns a TV.
It is 4 years since our departure from NIM, and our world is changing.
Those words from the 1982 movie The Secret of NIM could also sum up where these students are at, facing an uncertain future. But they aren't together to worry about that right now. Their next movie will be Heather LaFave's choice.
I still love Jasmine.
Aladdin, a lighter movie. Heather says she used to want to be an actress, but her mother told her she needed a backup plan and suggested she become a writer. Now Heather says her goal in life is to write stories for people to enjoy. But she's unsure of how to reach that goal, so she's turned to what she considers a practical solution.
I'm trying to get a job in publishing. Frankly, I'll take what I can get right now. I've also signed up for some temp agencies because right now I need money.
She needs money to start paying off $85,000 in student loans. And to do that quickly, she has questioned whether an English major was such a great choice.
For a lot of this year, for a lot of senior year, I would worry about, like, not only do I have a degree that stereotypically doesn't help anyone, but also the economy is in shambles.
Heather turns her head to the side, as if considering the other options.
But then I think, well, I mean, with that major, does the economy make that much of a difference?
She's not sure yet, but she does know her studies in English helped her to be analytical, and she says she has a trump card.
Ultimately, though, I can write. I'm a good writer, like not necessarily just fiction, but essays and memos, and not that I really need to write memos, but I'm good at getting across what I need to say in words, in writing, and that's a skill that will stay with me, regardless what I end up doing.
For now, Heather LaFave has moved in with her parents in Derry, New Hampshire, and is trying to get back her old high school job as a cashier. For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady Meyeroff in Boston.
Our series continues tomorrow when we meet a graduate from Montana who's working in a home improvement store while he figures out what to do with his degree in television production.
I'm only getting 30 hours a week, and my boss has told me that's all he can give me right now because things are tough, and I'm lucky to have that. So what do I do now, you know? What do I do now? I just really don't know.
That's tomorrow on our series, Setting Out, here on Morning Edition.